You're no longer a couple. You have a whole litany of things that you're complaining about.
Living together brought out their worst.
What did he do?
He threatened me.
So there was a fight going on?
Correct.
The police were called and you were escorted out.
But they both had trouble breaking it off.
Why didn't you leave? It's clear that you weren't getting along with her and you continued to sleep with him.
I had nowhere else to go.
Is there not a couch?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Robert Williams is suing his ex-girlfriend, Vanessa Santi, for the return of rent, security deposit, belongings, and a false restraining order.
All rise.
It's case number 498 on the calendar in the matter of Williams versus Sandy.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Mr. Williams, you and the defendant were involved in a relationship and lived together for a period of time.
Yes, that's
you correct. You moved into an apartment together. Did you both sign the lease?
I did not sign the lease.
You did?
Correct.
When did you move into this apartment?
I moved into the house in April of 2016.
Did you move in together?
No.
Is that the apartment that you and Mr. Williams lived in?
Correct.
The house. Were you a couple at that point?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so Mr. Williams, let's start with this. You're no longer a couple. You have a whole litany of things that you're complaining about. Let's start with the security deposit.
Yes, Your Honor.
I didn't ask you a question.
I'm sorry.
If I do it my way, it'll go quickly, and it's almost lunchtime. The first part of your complaint seeks the return of security deposit because it was my understanding from reading your complaint that you moved into this place together and you put in the security deposit. But how could you have done that if Miss Sandy was already living there when you moved in?
What happened, Your Honor, was on August the 5th of 2016, my house was condemned. At that point in time, Miss Sandy was actually a month behind on her rent for 2016 of July.
She was already living in the house?
Yes, she was already living in the
house. And your house was?
My house was condemned.
Condemned.
So
you needed a place to?
I needed a place to live.
To live. And so you asked her if you could move?
I asked her if I could move in.
Move in.
Or she suggested.
And you gave her some?
I gave her money.
Money because you were living there?
Yes.
Because her defense is, it wasn't security deposit. I paid the security deposit when I lived there. It was rent. That's your defense to that part of it?
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds like rent to me. Doesn't sound like security deposit. Security deposit is what you give a landlord when you first move in to make certain that you don't create any damage in excess of what the security deposit is, so you give them some money. But rent is rent. Now, how much did you give her?
I gave her $1,790 to the landlord.
Okay. And that was to catch her up in rent for a month?
Yes, Your Honor.
And how many months did you live there?
I lived there from August until February 22nd when she illegally evicted me.
And how much did you pay per month in rent?
I was paying $895 a month in rent.
Okay, so what you're really saying is you didn't have a security deposit. When you first moved in August of 2016, you caught her up a month in rent.
No, our agreement was, Your Honor, was that she was a month behind in rent. She was getting ready to lose her house. She was getting ready to be evicted. I've got the warrant and debt paperwork right here from the courthouse. And she was getting ready to be evicted. So what she said was, your house has been condemned. You can no longer live in your house. Would you have a problem with you moving into my house, catching up on my July rent? Upon you either leaving the house and getting your own home or me running the lease out, I'll return $895 for July back to you.
Just a second. That's not security deposit. What you're saying is, sir, if you loaned her the money, when you move out, she'll give the money back to you that you paid to catch her up on the last month's rent. Is that what you're saying to me?
She explained it was a security deposit. That was Vanessa's exact words, that it was a security deposit.
Well, it's not the landlord's security deposit, but in actuality, you loaned her the money to pay for the month's rent that she was delinquent for the month of July.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The next part of your complaint is that you want prorated rent because you had a kerfuffle with the defendant on the 22nd of February. The police were called and you were escorted out.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
And at that time, she issued a restraining order that kept you out of the house. You could only come back and pick up some items. You could not pick up other large items that you brought into the house, like electronics and furniture. That's the final part of your complaint. So would you, Miss Sandy, tell me why on February 22nd you had the plaintiff removed from the house?
I had him removed from the house due to he was very abusive.
Abusive is a conclusion. I would like you to tell me what he did. Stop playing with your papers. It's making me nervous.
He was removed due to...
Not he was removed due to. That's a conclusion. What did he do?
He threatened me.
What did he say to threaten you?
That he would harm me if I kicked him out. And I'm like, you can't kick me out of my own home.
Okay, so there was a fight going on.
Correct.
So you said to him, get out.
Yes.
He said to you, I'm not getting out. I pay rent here.
Yes.
You said to him, you will get out.
Yes, because of the simple fact is I've got a letter stating that he was evicted on February the 1st.
Just a second. He was evicted, which means that you weren't getting along for a while.
Correct.
Okay. He was evicted on February 1st by your landlord.
Correct.
He paid rent for February.
For February, he did not.
Well, he's going to show me a check. I'm sure he's going to show me a check.
Yes, Your Honor, I sure am.
All right, let me see. You want to make sure?
Yes.
I don't like to waste my time.
Yes, I would like to see that.
Okay, like to see the check.
And included with that is my bank statements as well. You'll look on my bank statements, you'll see the highlighted deposits that were put into my account to pay for said money.
Just a minute. So I have one money order for $200.
Yes.
And that was Bird. Tell me what the date is here, would you please?
Could you bring it just a little, little closer?
What?
Could you bring it just a little closer?
Well,
that looks like 8-9,
but I was looking something over here. No, it doesn't say over there.
Oh, it does.
Where?
Isn't that it right there? August 9th, 2016.
Perfect. So that he paid that to the landlord, and then he paid again $795 for rent, and then he paid February 2nd, 2017. I have a check for $895.
No, that was actually my money, because I gave him the money to put into his account to get a money order from the bank.
Listen to me. That's slick. So you gave him money to put into his account, and at the same time, you complained to the landlord, and you wanted him evicted.
Yes. It was actually prior
just a second.
To...
I'm finding that difficult, Miss Sandy. I'm finding it difficult that you went to the landlord to have him evicted, and at the same time, I'm going to find that he paid February's rent. Simple. He paid February's rent. Okay, so you had a fight. You said get out. You wanted him out for a while, and you're not getting along, Mr. Williams. It's clear that you weren't getting along. Why didn't you leave?
Yes, but that's not exactly what happened. That's not at all what happened, to be honest with you, Your Honor.
I mean, between February 1st, when she's going to show me that she had gone to the landlord and schmoozed the landlord, and the landlord gave you an eviction notice because she didn't feel comfortable with you there anymore, whatever reason. Did you and Miss Sandy share the same room?
Yes, we shared the same room.
February 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th?
All the way to the 22nd.
Did you share the same bed?
Yes, ma'am, we did.
Is that correct?
Correct.
So let me understand this. He paid the rent for February. You spoke to the landlord February 1st to have him evicted.
Correct.
And you continued to sleep with him.
I had nowhere else to go. I mean, it was my home, so...
Is there not a couch?
Actually, there was somebody living with us at the time, so no, ma'am, there was not.
Who was living with you?
His friend, Joe.
No, there was somebody named Justin that was there that she had moved in.
You have a friend, Joe, who was living with you?
No, my friend Joe at that time was in Indiana, Your Honor.
So far, you owe him $895, Miss Sandy. Now, Mr. Williams, what items of furniture, large items, because the police escorted you out, what items of large furniture can you demonstrate to me that you purchased? Miss Sandy says that you purchased certain items together.
No.
You left them there, and therefore they belong to her.
No.
That's your answer.
Correct.
So let's go through some big items, and don't tell me about a Monopoly set or a diffuser. Just tell me about things that made it worthwhile for me to go to law school.
What was left at the property that I've included in my small claims findings is a 50-inch Samsung 4K TV. I paid $900 for
it. Just 50-inch TV.
Mm-hmm. Samsung.
$900 for it on what date, sir?
It was 2015, and then in 2016, while we lived together in August, I purchased another additional 50-inch Samsung smart TV.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Where is his 2015 TV?
The one that he is referring to, we bought together.
Show me the receipt.
I don't have the receipt.
Where is the 2015 TV?
It's not actually a 2015 TV. It was actually used. We bought off of Facebook, off of Marketplace. We paid $325 for it.
Your Honor, the TV that she's referring to, I bought it from a friend of mine named Brian who runs Dinwiddie Classifieds. I actually paid $320 for the television. I had $300 cash in my pocket, and I have the receipt for it right here.
Your Honor, that's the one he purchased with an ex-girlfriend by the name of...
Just a second. I don't care who he purchased it with. Where is it?
He's got it.
She doesn't have it. Next!
All right. I had a Polk soundbar that I bought at H.H. Craig. It's a speaker bar that goes underneath your television.
You know what he's talking... Be careful what you say to me. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yes, that I purchased on a gift card that he would give me as a gift.
Did not give her that as a gift, Your Honor. I bought a $1,000 bed at H.H. Craig the month before, and they gave me a $200 gift card, and we went to H.H. Craig, and I actually bought...
They're his. He's going to come and pick them up. Okay, speakers.
It's not speakers. It's just a sound bar.
Sound bar. Whatever it is, he's coming to get it. What else?
I had a $1,000 carpet cleaner, commercial grade carpet cleaner, manufactured by Kent, that was actually stolen off the front porch while she was subject to a protective order against me.
Take it up with the thief. What's next?
Well, that's actually included on there. I had a Rock Band drum set that was stolen from her property.
Listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to tell me what Miss Sandy has in her home that you are claiming ownership of.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I understand.
Not that's in the wind. Not that somebody stole. What she has in her home that you can prove that you purchased.
Yes, ma'am. I have a Mopar M1 Dodge intake from a race car that was never returned to me. That was left. It's an intake. You know what a carburetor is? It's what the carburetor sits on top of. And it actually bolts to the motor. It allows air to go down into the combustion chambers.
And what are you going to do with that?
I race race cars semi-professionally.
Your Honor, I have pictures showing what he's left in the yard. I have no idea of what he's talking about with this intake system. I have pictures showing what he left in the yard.
Do you know where the intake
valve? No.
Next.
All right,
so far, she owes you a sound something, which you can pick up, and $895.
I had a 10-gallon tropical aquarium fish tank with tropical fish that was in it.
You know, I went to school for 7 years.
Yes, ma'am. I'm fully aware you went to law school.
Let's move on.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You were on her property.
I was not on her property. I was in her neighbor's driveway.
Doing what?
I was there because Miss Sandy had actually posted on Facebook, "Good luck finding me, you stupid."
How can I see that this is something interesting for somebody who's frightened?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Robert Williams says, ex-girlfriend Vanessa Sandy owes for the return of rent, personal belongings, and for a false restraining order.
Next.
Okay. I had an American Fender Stratocaster that was taken from the house that she never returned to me. I have text messages, her claiming that she put it in a storage unit. When I got the key to the storage unit, my guitar was nowhere to be found, along with the intake and all the other items that I'm getting ready to name off.
Where's his guitar?
I have no idea what he's even talking about.
Okay. All right. Now, we have 1 week's rent.
Your Honor, he is actually on probation for perjury.
Your Honor, that's not true.
Listen to me. I looked at the checks. You owe him $895 for bailing you out of July's rent that you didn't pay.
I wasn't.
Just
behind.
A second.
No, not July.
I don't believe that.
I wasn't. No, my mother can vouch for that.
I wouldn't. Just a second. I wouldn't believe you, and I wouldn't believe your mother, because it's too crazy a story to make up.
Your Honor, I also have a countersuit against him
just
as well.
We're not finished yet. So far, you owe him $1,218. That includes a week's worth of rent for February and the soundboard, which he will arrange to have picked up 5 days from today with a neutral party, unless you want to drop it off someplace.
I don't even have it anymore.
Oh, how much did you pay for it?
I paid $300 for that, and I paid...
Sorry. So you owe him $1,518. Now we'll get to your counterclaim. Money for actually doing to filing a false restraining order, baloney, because I didn't entertain his, I'm not entertaining yours, and for harassment and stalking.
Correct.
Okay, now I'm all ears.
I moved from Hopewell to get away from him in March.
And March of 2017.
17, yes. Nobody knew where I lived except...
Well, don't tell me what nobody knew.
You lost your deposit.
Don't.
I'm sorry, the house, Your Honor, the house was
in
my name.
Just a second.
I'm sorry.
I don't care. I don't want you to shout.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shout.
You moved out of the house in March of 2017.
Correct.
Okay, and you moved with whom?
I moved in a house with my mother. My mother is on my lease.
Oh, so you found a new place.
Correct.
And you have children?
Correct.
How old?
My daughter is 7 and my son is 4.
Are they both with you?
Correct.
So you moved in with your mother, with your 2 children?
Correct.
Okay. And where are you working?
I'm a manager of Shell gas station.
Is that near where your mother is?
Yes.
How long have you been there, for a year?
No, I just recently got there.
And where were you before?
Fort Lee.
So you had the same job until recently, and then
yes.
You left that job for
yes.
some reason? Why?
Due to personal reasons at work.
Okay. Now, the incident happened with the plaintiff in February of 2017. You moved in March. You moved in with your mother and your 2 children. Stalking, harassment.
I got him for trespassing. He showed up on my property. I don't know how he found out where I lived. I've got evidence showing the trespassing charge that I brought out on him.
What happened when he came to your property, and when did he come to your property?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
For somebody who's afraid, that's pretty nasty language that you're
Can
using
I see
to him.
Those?
Yeah, sure.
Because if it's what I think it is, it's on his brother's Facebook that I said this.
I don't care where it is that you said
it. Doesn't matter where
he
said it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Robert Williams has accused ex-girlfriend Vanessa Sandy of owing for the return of rent, a security deposit, and personal belongings. He is also suing for a false restraining order.
What happened when he came to your property, and when did he come to your property?
He came to my property May of 2017.
And you moved in with your mother in March?
Yes.
Could you stop playing with all that paper?
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'm just trying to get my counter evidence together.
You have no counter evidence. So far, she owes you $1,518, period. And I'm finished with your case, so you don't have to play with your papers anymore.
Well, Your Honor,
yep, just a second. So you don't have to play with your papers anymore. So pay attention, because now we're on her counterclaim. Now, between March of 2017, when you moved in with your mother, and May of 2017, when you saw Mr. Williams on your property, had he made any request to you for either property or money?
No.
I'm going to ask you the same question. You were on her property in May of 2017.
I was not on her property. I was in a neighbor's driveway.
A neighbor's driveway. Okay. Doing what?
I was there because Miss Sandy had actually posted on Facebook, "Good luck finding me, you stupid," to sue me to get your stuff back.
And then, can I see that, please?
Yes.
Oh, can I see that? This is something interesting for somebody who's frightened.
Miss Sandy had also posted
Whose truck is this?
That's my brother's truck that disappeared from her house while I was subject to her protective order that she maliciously took out against me.
That's more of a sentence than I needed.
That's why I was living in Hopewell.
For somebody who's afraid, that's pretty nasty language that you're
Can
using
I see
to him.
Those?
Yeah, sure.
Because if it's what I think it is, it's on his brother's Facebook that I said this.
I don't care where it is that you said it.
Doesn't matter where he said it. Sorry, Your Honor.
And I was talking to his brother about...
No, I read. I can read English.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
For somebody who's afraid, that's pretty nasty language that you're
can
using to him.
Can I see those?
Yeah, sure.
See
doesn't
wrong
sound
with
like
that.
Doesn't it actually that posting by you doesn't sound like somebody who's in fear of her life. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,518. We're done,
Your Honor.
Thank
before
you.
We finish,
no, listen to me, Mr. Williams. I want you to listen to me carefully. We're finished.
I understand that, Your Honor, but I mean,
parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Tricked by a dishonest dog breeder?
You say because they blasted you on social media, you couldn't sell the puppies.
She had posted the remaining puppies and was selling them at a discount.
Really?
Judge Judy.
Yes, we were physical.
I had domestic assault charges taken out against the defendant.
And he punched me in the side of the face.
She pushed me into a live electrical panel and actually punched me in my face afterwards.
He actually gave me a concussion for 24 hours.
I'm just glad it's done, you know, now I can move on with my life. There's a little bit of a good outcome that came away from it.
I do regret being with him, period.
You know, to me, it's a win-win situation. I'm done with her. I ain't got to deal with her no more.
Because he's a lying, conniving person. Huh. It's a con artist.
I wish her the best in her future endeavors, but I hope at the same time that Matt truck hits her.
I'm glad it's over with.
It's just a great day. I'm glad to be in sunny California, and thank God for Judge Judy.